Israel last month passed a law that enshrines the country as the homeland of the Jewish people. The law has since been criticised as an attempt to enshrine religious discrimination on an almost constitutional level. The Wire's Rachel McDonald has the report.
Israel has been inundated with protests both internationally and within Israeli borders following the official legislation of the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Around 25% of Israelis are non-Jewish, and many believe this confirms their status as second-class citizens. Naomi Levin is a policy analyst for the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, who have come out in support of the law. I asked her if she understood the concerns of Israeli minorities.
I mean, I sympathise with whatever concerns they have, but I think that perhaps they're misplaced, those concerns. Israel, in other laws, has enshrined equal rights for all their citizens, regardless of their religion. And this is practiced every day in the Israeli parliament. There are Arab Israelis, there are Druze Israelis, there are Jewish Israelis. In all walks of life, in business, in the Supreme Court, there are judges that aren't Jewish Israelis, there are Arab Israeli judges. And in every aspect of life in Israel, there are equal rights. I think, like any society, it's not perfect, but they're definitely striving towards that. And as Israel's Prime Minister says, this law doesn't change any of those rights that are available to any communities.
It's been noted that the law provides no clause to specifically state Israel's commitment to the equality of all citizens. Why do you think that that wasn't included?
Look, this law was developed over the course of many years. There are a lot of amendments put to it. And look, I think that perhaps the final wording was a little bit clumsy and could have been more carefully worded after a bit more consultation with some of those minority communities. But I have noted that the Israeli Prime Minister has said, and just in the past couple of days actually, that he is prepared to go back and look at preparing a separate piece of legislation that does enshrine the rights of minorities. So I think that's a real positive step.
Now, a lot of concern about the law has centred around the impact it'll have on tensions between Jewish and non-Jewish citizens. What's your view on that?
Look, I don't think that that's really a valid concern. I think that the international community, the United Nations, everybody recognises that Israel is a Jewish state. That doesn't mean that it excludes other people. There are plenty of Israeli citizens who aren't Jewish, and it welcomes and extends all rights to those people.
Tristan Dunning is a lecturer at the University of Queensland and the University of the Sunshine Coast, who specialises in Middle Eastern politics. He says discrimination against non-Jewish citizens in Israel is a genuine concern.
What the law does is it merely institutionalises and formalises a number of discriminatory practices, both formal and informal, which are already faced by Israel's minority groups and particularly its Palestinian citizens. So it's important here actually to distinguish between the Palestinians living within what's recognised as Israel, who have citizenship, as opposed to those who are living in the occupied territories who do not have citizenship and who are subjected to military rather than civil law. So this law applies to Israel's citizens and its other minorities. And these make up about a quarter of Israel's population, include groups such as the Druze, who serve within the Israeli army and who are currently protesting and petitioning against the law.
What aspects of the law have a direct impact on those groups?
For instance, you have kind of underfunding of Arab-majority municipalities, a lot of inequality in terms of education, housing, unemployment and so forth. So like all laws, it's going to depend on how it is actually interpreted and applied in practice. But what it will probably do in practical terms is further alienate minorities within Israel, particularly the Arab/Palestinian population.
Beyond legal and political ramifications, what do you think the social impact will be on relations between Jewish and non-Jewish groups in Israel?
This will clearly signal to the minorities that they're not considered to be equal citizens, and it'll just kind of further entrench that alienation that they feel towards the state, where they will probably feel like they no longer, or if they ever did, belong. It also perhaps sends a message to the Palestinians in the occupied territories as well. For a time now, there's been suggestions of the idea of a one-state solution for all people under Israeli control. And so what this is saying is by preserving Israel as a Jewish state, that even if they someday become a minority, that this would still mean that it was Jewish and the non-Jewish population would still be considered as second-class citizens.
This law has been described as an apartheid law. Do you think that's an overstatement, or is that a genuine reality that Israel could be facing in the future?
At this stage, it's probably an overstatement. Arab citizens of Israel still comparatively enjoy perhaps greater rights than they do in some Arab states, but there is quite a sharp social and, in many cases, educational, monetary divide between Israel and its Arab citizens. So this would just further underscore that. And again, it depends how this is interpreted and applied in the future. It could very well manifest itself into an apartheid situation, but within Israel itself, as opposed to, again, the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, that at this stage most of these kind of in-practice formal and informal discriminations are already in place.
While her view of the law's aim is quite different, Naomi agrees that it stands as a legal confirmation of existing Israeli practices.
Everybody understands in Israel that Israel is the historical homeland of the Jewish people, but that's never been enshrined in law. Everybody understands that Israel's flag is, you know, the blue stripes on the white background with the blue Star of David in the middle, but that hasn't been enshrined in law. So I think this is just about officially putting into law what has been the convention, what has been understood, but this is about giving it legal status now.
Naomi Levin, policy analyst for the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, finishing that report by The Wire's Rachel McDonald.